Planned Parenthood report shows record number of babies killed in abortions. By Catherine Hamilton on April 9, 2026. Planned Parenthood released a report over Easter weekend showing a record number of abortions between 2023 to 2024. The abortion giant's service data is a year behind, with the 2024 to 2025 report showing the number of abortions the organization carried out between 2023 and 2024. According to the report, titled Care Continues, Planned Parenthood aborted 434,450 unborn babies in that time period. The Pro-Life Charlotte Lozier Institute, CLI, released an analysis of the report, showing an 8% increase from the previous year and a 34% increase since 2014. Yet again, abortions performed by Planned Parenthood hit a record high, demonstrating that abortion remains a top priority for the organization, CLI Senior Research Associate Tessa Cox said in a statement. The report shows that prenatal services, miscarriage care, and adoption referrals accounted for only 1.7%, 7,685, 0.6%, 2,852, and 0.7%, 3,038, of the organization's other services. CLI broke down the numbers to find that for every adoption referral between 2023 to 2024, Planned Parenthood aborted 143 babies. The education and research arm of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America found that services are up just 5% since 2014, when looking at all of Planned Parenthood's own reports. However, with changing practice guidelines, total cancer screening and prevention services have decreased 43%, and breast exams and pap tests have dropped 55% and 38%, according to the report. Prenatal services were down 56% and contraceptive services were down 23%, CLI analyzed. Overall, CLI found that the number of patients increased 0.5% from the previous report and are down 16% from 2014. The Planned Parenthood report also details financials, including taxpayer funding. Taxpayer funding is reported by Planned Parenthood's affiliates, whose information lags behind the national office and covers fiscal years ending in 2024, before Planned Parenthood was defunded of Medicaid dollars in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in 2025, CLI assessed. Planned Parenthood reported more than $2.1 billion in income and $2.5 billion in net assets. The abortion giant received $832 million in the form of government grants, contracts, and Medicaid reimbursements, a $39.8 million increase from the previous report. CLI assessed that taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood has increased 50% since 2014. Over the past decade, abortions, government funding, and total revenue soared, even as the number of clients served has declined and total services have stagnated. Women deserve better alternatives, which outnumber Planned Parenthood by 15 to 1 nationwide, Cox added. The abortion giant also received $728.2 million from private contributions, which is a 6% increase from the last report. The report shows Planned Parenthood experienced a net loss of total revenue over total expenses at $29.3 million, marking the first time in recent years the organization's expenses have exceeded its revenue, CLI said. Planned Parenthood's report last year indicated an excess total revenue over total expenses of $27.4 million. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.